We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Set summer in motion with the most adventurous Honda vehicles yet, like the Passport and Pilot Trail Sport and the Ridgeline, built for better off-road performance and engineered for more adventure. Summer's here. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Pilot, a 2.9% APR on a 2023 Passport, and a 0.9% APR on a 2023 Ridgeline.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
I'd like to buy the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves.
I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Sing with me.
Perfect harmony.
Perfect harmony.
I'd like to buy the world a book and keep it company.
That's the real
thing.
Hello, fellow Rangers, and welcome to the Ranger Ryan Show. First, I guess I should mention something. When I did the episode on Twitter, I didn't know what that X was, so I feel kind of silly that I posted a Twitter episode the day that they changed the name to the letter X. So when I did my little Twitter, kind of set up a Twitter account and everything else, I set up a Facebook, I set up a TikTok, and I set up a YouTube channel, all for the podcast, just because since I'm retiring in, 3 episodes or so, I thought it'd be a good idea to have something out there in the world, if you wanted to listen or, just see what I'm up to, because I'm very approachable, And all of these things are at Ranger Ryan Show. So if you go to TikTok, if you go to Twitter, if you go to Facebook, if you type in anything, Ranger Ryan Show, that's me. I hope so. I don't think there's any. I'm not a big enough podcast to have clone accounts or anything. Just me. Just me and a few hundred of you that I really do appreciate, and I want to make sure you know that. And the way to know that is by reaching out to me on social media. I don't have a personal social media account, but I did want to have the option available for all of you to reach out and say, hey, come back. I'm like, all right, next week. So today we're in the 2022 range, so we are coming towards the end. And I wanted to find something that was a little different and something that I love, but I have some issue with. So Coca-Cola is my soda brand of choice. If I had to choose a soda, it's going to be a Coca-Cola product more often than not. And I've always been a Coca-Cola fan. So we talked about Pepsi, so I thought it would be right to talk about Coca-Cola, who is by far the leader in beverage sales in the majority of countries. So this is the top brand, but I have some issues with one of their marketing campaigns from 2022. So they started this whole thing, this Coca-Cola Creations, right? And they came out with some wild flavors. I'm actually going to use Reddit as a source to go through what people think of the flavors. I did not like any of them, so I'm going to keep my opinions to myself, and we're going to go off of one Reddit user's opinion on the Coca-Cola creations. Then we're going to talk about one of the most annoying ones to me, which was launched in April, I believe, April of 2022, if not March of 2022. And we'll close talking about that one. But let's go over all the different flavors that Coca-Cola decided to release under the Coca-Cola Creations name. The first one we're going to talk about is Dream World. Dream World. User on Reddit gave it a 9 out of 10. And apparently it's very fruity and delicious. Then we have Soul Blast, which is a zero sugar, an 8.5 out of 10. So not as good as Dream World. Good to know. Starlight, limited edition, 8 out of 10. Apparently this user tasted vanilla popcorn. I tasted hairspray. I don't. I guess I said I was going to keep my opinion to myself. It tasted like hairspray to me. All right, 8 out of 10. Great. Let's see. Next is, what is that? Oh, the Marshmallow. Marshmallow Limited Edition from the artist Marshmallow, who I follow on TikTok, actually. 6.5 out of 10. Least favorite. And apparently there is, did not get the watermelon, but did have a weird strawberry aftertaste. And the last one is Coca-Cola Bite. No sugar. Gave it a 7 out of 10. Says it would have been better with sugar. Now we're going to talk about Bite. Coca-Cola Bite, B-Y-T-E, okay, is apparently a soda that was created in the metaverse. Quote, for our second expression from Coca-Cola Creations, we wanted to create an innovative taste inspired by the playfulness of pixels, rooted in the experiences that gaming make possible, said Oana Vlad, Senior Director, Global Strategy at the Coca-Cola Company. Just as pixels power digital connection, Coca-Cola's Zero Sugar Bite brings people together to share moments of real magic. Real magic. This is unnecessary. This entire campaign was completely unnecessary. You're talking about a company that has, you know, the best tasting cola, right? And you basically ruin it. Doing things like this are not going to help your market share. Okay, so I mean, Coca-Cola kind of goes between 55% to 46% of market share, kind of flip-flopping. As far as stats from 2021, prior to this campaign, we had number 10 at Diet Mountain Dew for market share, as far as, you know, who most sales. So number 10, Diet Mountain Dew, Pepsi. Number 9, Fanta, Coca-Cola. Number 8, Coke Zero. Number 7, Diet Pepsi. So you're already seeing a, you know, disconnect there. Number 6, Sprite, which is a Coca-Cola brand. Number 5, Mountain Dew, which is a Pepsi brand. Number 4, Dr. Pepper, standalone. Number 3, Diet Coke. Number 2, Pepsi-Cola, and number 1 is Coca-Cola Classic. So why take something with the Coca-Cola name, put a word after it, right, creations, and just mess it all up? Like, are you really, you know, making them limited edition? Is this really a marketing campaign that's going to work in your favor, where you give people very odd flavors? Because quite frankly, I mean, none of it's as good as the real deal, right? Coca-Cola currently has $38.7 billion in revenue compared to Pepsi's $25.3. So when you look at the amount of money, you don't need to make these exclusive limited sodas. That's not going to... And, it, you know, it's funny, my family is pretty... Like, you know, we're Coke people. And, you know, we tried a lot of these flavors. So I guess we, in turn, fell for the scheme. But if they're not good, you know, I definitely didn't, if whatever they continue to make, I'm not going to continue to buy because I had bad experiences with all your limited edition flavors of Coca-Cola. This wasn't a bright idea. You know, you can't make something like... Exclusivity is becoming so frustrating. And, you know, they're trying to make it like, oh, this is... you can only get this for this month. And it's like, okay. I mean, it works for McDonald's with the McRib. But it doesn't always work with every brand and every type of product. And this just felt like a money grab. And... when they reach out to specific communities for their flavors, it really feels kind of pandering. And, the actual flavor does not reflect the target audience. You know, you make Coke or whatever, Zero Sugar Bite or Bite Zero Sugar, and you're like, oh, this is born in the metaverse and it's for the gaming community. All right, first off, the gaming community is not in the metaverse, okay? Especially if you're talking about Meta's metaverse, right? And if you're going to make it for the gaming community, you probably shouldn't pick a Coke, like Coca-Cola, for your base. You know, like, video games and Coke, it's not really a thing. It's not really a thing for me. If I want to play a video game... I'm going to stick with a citrus soda. I'm being honest. I'm just being honest. If I could use my platform for good, I would tell Coca-Cola to just stop. You know, everybody likes what they like. You know, a lot of people, your taste buds are well-defined at this point. If you're coming out with a cola that is a limited edition, what if I absolutely love it? What if I love it and it's my new favorite cola? I can never have it again? Thank you. It's just not... It's not a sustainable idea. You're basically using it as, you know, an experience. You're trying to sell an experience. Coca-Cola trying to sell an experience. That seems a little weird. And I'm going to stick with my Coke Zero. What am I drinking? I'm drinking Cherry Coke Zero. right now. And I'm going to stick with what I want at the time. I'm not going to try your little weird creations. I mean, they're basically failed sodas, right? I mean, they come out with new sodas very rarely, right? I think Pepsi did it very well with Starry. I think that was actually one of the best soda launches as far as a rebranding. And I don't like the name. I do not like the name. I wanted it to be called Starlight. I like the idea of Starlight. Starry is a horrible name. The logo is horrible too. But that's not, I'm getting off topic. It is a very delicious soda. And I would argue better than Sprite. So, if Coca-Cola is going to continue to get market share taken away from them, this is the way to do it. Continue doing what you're doing because it's not working. And, you know, I'll always be a Coke fan. Coke's not going anywhere. Some countries, it's the only soda. So it's definitely, we're not gonna say goodbye to Coke because of little mistakes like this. They're fine. But I think we talked about it on this podcast. If you want to go back, we talked about the greatest sodas of all time. It was me and JT, who will be back in a few days for a marketing, the best marketing of the 21st century episode before the finale. And we talked about our favorite sodas, and it was really a time to reflect. You know, I don't know if a soda, like my soda choice, like if you had to give me a, you know, whatever soda I wanted right now, I would get a root beer. I would get a just pretty much any brand of root beer I can be happy with. But we looked at all the sodas. If you think about it, like easy to drink, just kind of the perfect cola. Coca-Cola was not the winner of that episode. Neither was Pepsi, for that matter. It was Dr. Pepper. And Dr. Pepper has, to me, just, you know, they've been third in line for so long as far as companies and purchased by Keurig. And, you know, they've had a lot of ups and downs throughout their time. Marketing-wise, I think they've actually been kind of funny and just kind of straightforward and a little goofy, but I actually always like their marketing. And it's still, you know, I mean, I might get a lot of flack for this, but it's better than Coke and it's better than Pepsi. And in no way is this little, you know, boutique soda thing that they were trying to do with Coca-Cola Creations, which is still a thing, that's not going to gain you any market share, because if someone loves something, it's going to be gone in a week or a month. So, all right. So anyway, I think that's about all I need to discuss when it comes to Coca-Cola. It's a great company and they do wonderful things and they have great products, but things like this is not only a waste of their money, but it's a waste of my money and my time. Because it's not a product I can ever get again because it's a limited edition. And honestly, none of them tasted that good anyway. So if you didn't want me to miss something, you at least did that right. Until next time, thank you for listening. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Ranger Ryan Show, on TikTok at Ranger Ryan Show, on Facebook. Sorry, it's so funny because like, I've never done this. I've never done follow me on this or like and subscribe. I just don't do that. What else? Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, of all things, and X.com. All right. So, yeah, make sure to follow me because I'd like to have at least one follower by the end of the week because I have zero. I have zero at the moment. So if you could do that, that'd be great. If not, it's not a big deal. I'm not going to cry on the air about it. Talk to you next time. Farewell.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.